Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /flyhealthy.
I'm not prepared for the 1K letter of the day. God. I don't even have an omelet.
What do you need? What'd you do with it?
I don't think I ever got the omelet.
10 extra seconds.
Say it again. No.
Nice try, though. Nice try.
A for effort.
Hey, it was worth throwing it out there.
You know, if that would have been Tim, he would have said yes.
I don't answer any of those questions.
Let's see. Crystal just sent a note. Crystal is saying, I'm sorry, did you all say you two dated? No, we were role playing when we were talking about like things we learned about women. Things that we didn't know about women until we moved in with them. I think she's talking about the conversation, the back and forth Fritz and I had about, well, did you not see my pillows when you and I were dating?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And it made it sound like.
We went out on a date?
No, we were just doing like a role playing.
Best day of your life.
Nobody on this show has dated any of the other members of this show.
Correct.
All right, I got my marker. Sorry, I'm gathering my writing utensils and
tools.
Let me
know when you do.
Okay. So, Natalie, how are you today? What's going on in your world?
Oh, it's a lot going on. My basement flooded yesterday.
No. I'm sorry to hear that. Is that the first time that's ever happened?
Actually, the second. When I first moved there, it happened, and this is the second time. So I thought I was cool because we've had plenty of rainstorms in between. I've been living there for like 10 years.
Do you have carpet? Down there?
Is it finished down there?
No, I didn't have that, thankfully.
Oh, God. Oh, that's great. Good. Did you have a lot of stuff down there?
Yes, I did. Just imagine being there 10 years. You accumulate.
Yeah, you accumulate.
Check those gutters. Make sure they're not clogged up.
The gutters.
Yeah, it's MSD.
What about the, like those window wells sometimes?
Yeah, they didn't go up that far, but it came from like the front yard through the walls.
Through the wall.
The basement walls. Yeah. So I can see when they took the like face of the drain off, I could see water down there just sitting.
Man.
So Roto-Rooter will be there today after I get off. I have to leave work early and meet them over there.
You got a favorite basement outfit, Tim?
No. I don't. There's that.
Maybe like an ET suit because I had to push broom and I was going all day yesterday.
Bless your heart.
Just not fine.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've had that happen, and it's just
a mess.
There.
It's not fun. Did you have the sewage? It's one thing to have water come up, but real sewage.
Right.
Let's win you $1,000.
We would have to bleep out some stuff if I tell you what came up.
Well, check with the city or with the sewer department, because sometimes it's their fault, and they will clean it for you and repair it for you. I've had clients in the Madisonville area because certain things, maybe certain sewage things failed, which caused that issue. So it's worth checking into.
Yes. That's what I'm going to try to do today as soon as I get off, because it was like as soon as I was going down to wash a load, I'm like, what in the world? The smell just knocked you down.
Yeah. And that can make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Super not good.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're not alone.
Yep.
You are not alone.
I heard, yeah, it was some of my neighbors. I seen it once I came outside and looked on the street. Like, it is like sewage everywhere in front of people's driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
That may be a neighborhood thing. Well, let's try to win you $1,000 then.
I'm hoping. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to open up this envelope. We're going to see what your letter is. You'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with that letter. If you do so successfully, you will win $1,000. Now, you can't use the exact same answer more than once, unless it's like in a completely different context.
Yep.
Meaning like it, you know, I use the example ice cream, ice cube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which are two different things, but you're still using the word ice.
Yep.
So it's identifying two different items, I guess.
There you go.
That would be acceptable.
Right.
But in this case, you have the letter D, so ice cream or ice cube won't come up.
No, it won't.
D as in David?
D as in David.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
All right, so you'll have 30 seconds, 10 questions. Answer them all with words that start with the letter D. And if you can do that without repeating any of your answers, you're going to win the money. Passing quickly is the key, so let's get 30 seconds on the clock.
And I will not start the timer until Jen finishes asking the first question.
So here we go with the letter D. Name something you do in the spring.
Dance.
Something cold.
Drink.
Something wet.
A doormat.
Something dark.
Drapes.
A clothing item.
Pass.
A cleaning supply.
Dawn.
A kitchen item.
Drape. A doorknob.
A restaurant.
Denny's.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good
clothing item. Dickie.
I thought the same thing. Jen immediately went to the Dickie.
I know it.
I went to that.
Or doily. What's that little like
Dave and Buster?
Like doily thing?
Dave and Buster.
Can you wear that around your neck?
I don't know.
What about the dot brand?
Like Judge Judy.
Yeah, like Judge Judy has like a doily on. Maybe it's not.
Dior.
Oh, Dior,
you'd have gone
yeah.
with like a designer.
Yeah, that would have worked.
Oh, man. You were getting
darn it.
Close.
Yeah, but
some really great answers.
You did good, Natalie.
Yeah, drapes, doormat, drink, dance, all good.
Something wet, I thought. Damn basement.
Or dirt.
Dookie. Yeah.
I know. I could have. Whoa. I hadn't thought about that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck, Natalie, with everything. Yeah. Hopefully it hang all in comes there. Together.
All the best. All the best.
Thank you.
You got this, girl.
All right. See you later. See you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Weather-wise, we do have some light passing showers today and still chilly. We'll see a high around 45. Right now it's 30. Is it really 30? No, it's 36.
36.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound right.
It's cold out there, though. You know, it's funny. I kept telling you guys, I put away my coat. I put it away. Well, I went to get it out. And I'm like, I can't find it. I have no idea where my coat is.
I skipped it today.
Guess where it was? In the trunk of my car.
Oh.
Oh, good place.
I must have just shoved it back there on a hot day because I couldn't find it anywhere. I'm like, oh, whoa, no.
So Taiwan is no stranger to earthquakes. They get them all the time in Taiwan. But this earthquake that they just had, the 7.4 magnitude earthquake they had, was the biggest they've experienced in 25 years, I think they said. So how calm would you be if you were on live television?
Not at all.
When a 7.4, I mean, this is a massive, destructive earthquake. Have you seen the pictures of the city?
Yeah, scary.
You have entire, like, skyscrapers that maybe didn't necessarily topple over, but are like leaning over, almost sort of partially imploded, like collapsed and are leaning across the street. It's incredible.
Yep. Like when the swimming pool, like they had that rooftop swimming pool on that one skyscraper, and it's just a flood of water coming down the side of the building because of all the shaking. I mean, a flood of water. It was insane.
And there's been a ton of really crystal clear color video from all different perspectives, outdoors, indoors, inside television newsrooms. Here are clips of two different female TV anchors who were on the air live in Taiwan who remained calm while reporting that one was striking the island on Tuesday and standing steady to do it through the whole report. This is good. Listen to, I mean, it's in a foreign language, but you know, you can kind of tell what's going on.
Context. Yeah.
This is in the middle of a freaking earthquake.
Oh my God.
And she is continuing. She's aware of what's going on. She's given the play by play. She's maintaining her balance as everything is collapsing around her. And they're showing all of the studio lighting as she's giving this report. The studio lighting is violently rattling above her. And then in the second clip I'm about to play for you, you can see small parts of the ceiling falling near her. Crazy.
现在呢发生了有地震的情况，地牛发生。那么现场你们可以看到呢，其实现在我本人在现场几乎站站不稳了。那尤其我们的天花板哦，几乎是剧烈的摇晃，很多东西都掉下来。也提醒在电视机前的观众朋友呢，务必要小心安全。那尤其现在地震正在发生中。
Now I'm going to tell you that when I lived in California, we would occasionally get I never experienced anything big. But on occasion, you know, I'd be watching the news, and if there was an earthquake in the area, the anchors would stop, you know, the camera would be shaking a little, and they'd zoom out, and you see the lights dangling. And in some cases, the anchors would be like, okay, and we're going to take cover underneath the anchor desk right now because it appears that we're having a bit of an earthquake.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask you. Why are they still, like, shouldn't they be under something? The anchor, or the interviewer person?
Not these two.
Right.
Not these two savage anchors. I mean, that's incredible.
Look at them go. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. How would you act?
I'd be like, screw this. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
That was always kind of, you know, when we lived in Florida and there were always these risks for hurricanes and, you know, you'd have to stay on the air. You'd have to keep broadcasting because that's your job. And I mean,
look at that.
I mean, yeah.
No, look at those. I mean, any of those, lights are heavy. Yeah. And there she is just standing there. You know, she's
at the weather desk.
Where is this again?
This is in Taiwan.
She's kind of holding on.
You know, she's telling people to basically take cover and that's unbelievable.
What are the politics
there? I wish you could see
there.
The visual.
What are the politics there? Is there some kind of, is there some
China,
you know,
wants
government,
to take them over because
government run media where if she would have run off the set, they would have shot her or something?
I don't think it's like that.
It's not like that in Taiwan.
No.
Okay, good. I'm just trying to figure out the motivation for staying there. If she's just that dedicated to the
dedicated
job.
Professional.
You know, she's that passionate about the news.
Not like us American wussies.
We'd take off running.
Oh, heck yeah.
See ya.
Well, you know, you figure, I mean, you're mic'd anyway, so just keep talking. Sure. I'm just going to keep on talking underneath this desk. Isn't that what they tell you? Like, run into a doorway, a reinforced doorway.
What do they do if the tornado is heading straight for the newsroom? What are their plans then? I would assume they probably have to take cover.
Well, like here, where would we go? In the hallway, Nicole told us
to go to the parking garage.
Yeah, via the
two
stairs.
Floors below. Yeah.
And then didn't the parking garage door not close the other day in the middle of that storm?
It wouldn't open.
That's better.
Right.
Than not closing.
Yeah.
If that was our go-to space.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Wow.
When you do that, do you... So if we ever had to go to the basement, would you just turn on the music?
Let music play.
Oh, if we had a tornado headed for the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably just hit auto and
run
skedaddle. Yeah.
I mean, is there a way that we
sorry,
can
I love
on?
You. I'm not sticking around.
Is there a way to broadcast TV stations? Isn't that what we would probably do? Just like go to Fox 19 and broadcast Fox 19.
That's
on
what
our
we
airwaves.
Did during 9/11 when that happened. I worked here and they went live to like a Fox
thing.
Yeah, we have an official partnership with Fox 19 for events like that. They are currently our weather partner, but with breaking news events, you know, there was the tragic Fifth Third shooting. Yeah, there were portions of that. And I know that even during 9/11, I think, we would occasionally switch to them if there was breaking news on that front. So I assume that's still in place.
Yeah.
You know, I just work here. I don't know anything.
Just kind of wait and see what when it happens, we figure it out.
There's probably a memo out there somewhere that I. Some girl's sleep hack is blowing up on Instagram, and this could be good in a pinch if you don't have your sleep mask. Here she is, because some people need them. You know, they need complete and total darkness, and they depend on those sleep masks. Here she is explaining.
I have been getting the best sleep of my life. I'm going to show you how I've hacked the system. All you need is the sweatshirt. So get the sweatshirt, fold it in half. The sleeves hang down. Sweatshirt over the top half of your head. Leave your nose and your mouth open. Once you get on your pillow, grab the arm sleeves and wrap them around your face. It's so comfortable. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, that might be better than a sleep mask. So you wrap a hoodie around your entire head. And then wrap the arms under your chin to kind of keep it on.
All right.
A lot of people are claiming, like she said, that it's actually better than a sleep mask.
Okay.
Kristen, I bring this up because Kristen's one of those people who needs total darkness. She doesn't even like the glow of a light. Like if we're staying in a hotel, I have to unplug the little digital clock that I have on the, or I have to turn it around or cover it up or something because it drives her crazy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. The blackness.
Right. This guy, Burger King. This happened in Cleveland. Cops in Cleveland are looking for a guy who pulled a gun on a Burger King employee because they were running a deal.
Yeah. He was mad because they were running a deal?
Yeah, I guess breakfast cost less than expected.
Yay.
You'd think he'd be happy about it.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, that triggered him, and he pulled a gun on the employee. Let's hear from the employee. This is Howard Vernon talking about having a gun pulled on him.
He ordered like two sausage, egg and cheese croissants and a sausage biscuit and hash brown. The order came up to $8 and he actually thought it was, he was like, my order can't be right. It came up to, it should be like $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on and like it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money. The whole time I was just like, well, if you're going to do it, do it. Like you, I'm not about to run. You don't scare me or anything like that. Just do what you got to do. And he just was kept blurting out racial slurs. Like, what if he did shoot me and kill me? And, you know, I have 10 kids. I can't, I'd have been leaving all my kids, like everything.
What?
I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, why are people so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning? I'm just trying to make a living, man. I got 10 kids. I'm busy.
And Burger King breakfast sounds good. You know, they have those little croissant sandwiches that have the.
And the little potatoes. Don't forget about
they got the best tater tots.
He loves them.
The coin, But, you know, you can get that double meat one that has, like, the, I forget what it's called.
It's got the sausage king or something. And the bacon?
It's got sausage and bacon. Yes.
Oh, no way.
Both on one croissant.
By the way, Tara just sent an email. She said, you guys are all so cute talking about your new cars. I'm driving a 12-year-old car, and I got 227,000 miles.
Hell yeah.
Good for you.
Driving these kids everywhere.
Good for you.
That is pretty great.
The driving the kids, man. And it is. It's hard to get a new car when you have kids because, you know, it's a matter of time. They're just going to destroy it.
And what kind of car you got that's everything. 12 years old with 227,000 miles that's still running good?
That's amazing.
You driving a Toyota?
Yeah, probably.
Lots of them. They make them better than they used to.
Yeah.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This is the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102.
Talking about the app a lot lately, in part because of this Taylor Swift trip to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing Tap That Track, where whenever we play a Taylor Swift song now through, I think, what is it, April 18th. Yeah. When you hear a Taylor Swift song, you tap that track and you enter yourself into win a chance to go to Paris to see Taylor Swift. So we've been talking about the app a lot lately, and one of the other benefits that I like about the app is it gives you a certain kind of flexibility that maybe you don't have with the radio. We've often heard from people who maybe work downtown in one of the office buildings. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I love listening to you on the way to work, but then when I get to work, my radio can't pick you up from inside. Right. And so the app pretty much revolutionized the way people listen. Mm-hmm. And the other advantage you have with the app is you can't tap that track on the radio. You have to listen on the app. So anyway, Jasmine is a huge fan of the show, and she's been with us for, gosh, how long have you been listening? Here, speaking of them, grab that mic and hop in there.
I've been listening since grade school.
Since grade school?
And yeah. I'm going to be 30 this year.
Oh, my God.
You're old.
I feel like 100 now.
So since the beginning.
Since the beginning.
We first got here, probably.
Yeah. So anyway, so Jasmine's been a fan all this time, and she's leaving us. She's leaving Cincinnati. And where are you moving to?
I'm moving to Tampa, Florida.
Our old stomping ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's living down the street from where I used to live.
In their old neighborhood. Funny.
Yeah. In the hood that was just being built, that everybody, it was the place to live at the time. Everybody
wanted it's still super
everybody
nice.
Everybody wanted a house there. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Good for
that
you.
That is awesome.
But you now, if you get homesick, you can still listen to us on the app.
Every day. Just every saying. Day on the app.
There you go. When do you leave?
Sunday.
Oh, my God. Here it is. Yep. So I remember when I made that move from Illinois to Tampa, and it was all the things all at once. You're very excited and just can't wait to get there. And oh, the sunshine. Yes. Oh, the warmth. The beaches, right? And then it's like, oh, crap, I'm leaving home.
You know, especially with the weather this week. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. I bet you are. Yeah. It's 36 April the 4th. It's You're awful. Like, get me out.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm just reading. Let's see. I'm just scrolling down. I'm reading your original email. It says, hi, Jeff and Jen. I've accepted a position as a surgical technician at the Humane Society. Part of this email is cut off for some reason. The Humane Society of Tampa Bay. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And although I'm so excited, I'm sad to leave Cincinnati.
I bet she ends up working with our old radio station, because I think the girl that has my old job there is heavily involved in animal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that.
We'll hook you up with our friends at 93.3 FLZ.
Yeah, okay.
I bet you. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
But they're not as good as Q102.
Oh, of course not.
I'll
keep that in mind, but I'll always come back to you.
You can be friends, but just don't get too comfortable.
Don't get too attached.
Got it.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jasmine. I'm glad you got to swing by, spend a little time with us. Yes. We can see you off.
Yeah.
This is the best going away gift.
Oh, you're so sweet.
That's sweet.
Thank you, guys.
Man, future looks bright.
Yeah.
All that Florida sunshine.
Keep us posted. Let us know what you're up to, where you're going.
Hey, and I'm coming to Tampa in July, I think. So maybe we can hang and grab a beer or something.
Grab a Cuban. Oh,
yeah. I'm going to fly into Tampa and stay a couple days in St. Pete and then head over to Anna Maria. So let's hook up.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm always down.
Yep.
It's the one thing I miss about Florida, though, with the Cubans.
Cubans are so good. Yeah. So if you have like a party at your house, just go to Publix and get a Cuban tray.
Okay. And then invite you guys over.
Correct.
Yeah. We're in. All right. We'll fly down just to make the trip for just that. Yeah, it's an easy flight, nonstop, from CVG. Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.